Last night we were informed by the FBI that the surviving attacker revealed that New York City was next on their list of targets.
New York was next. Now, the suspect reportedly said so in a second round of questioning with interrogators. He says that is that's where his brother were heading, not to party, as he first reportedly said in the first interrogation, but to use the remaining explosives where they do the most carnage. Now, that's one view, and it's apparently shared by the New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly. Now, that said, the other comes from someone also in a position to know things, House Intelligence Committee Chairman, Republican Mike Rogers. Here's what he said.
What we know happened is that we do believe they had a plan for another attack. They had actually built the devices and not used them. But from the investigators I've been talking to, they believe it was going to be probably more likely in the Boston area.
Another very full night, starting with Mary Snow in Times Square in New York. Mary, Nick Payton-Walsh is also in Russia, in Dagestan, former Massachusetts Homeland Security advisor Juliet Kayyem. She is currently a Boston Globe columnist, and on the phone joining us is former Homeland Security advisor Fran Townsend, who currently sits on the Homeland Security and CIA external advisory panels. Appreciate all of you being with us. Mary, Mayor Bloomberg isn't the only one saying that Manhattan was a target for the brothers. Who else?
Correct. Ray Kelly, the police commissioner, as you mentioned, both of these New York City officials were briefed by the FBI about this. And with the information that they were given, Anderson, they said they were told that there was talk about targeting Times Square. And the way the police commissioner described these discussions, he said that these were spontaneous discussions that came about, apparently, from the information that the FBI relayed to them, is that the brothers had talked about this after they were said to have hijacked that Mercedes SUV.
Juliet, I mean, does it surprise you at all that there are these competing narratives you have from Mike Rogers, you have from New York officials?
Not at all. I mean, I think what we knew after such a long firefight, in fact, such a long week, that there would be different impressions of what happened. It isn't that someone is lying and someone is telling the truth. It is, there's so many different inputs. So the commissioner is hearing from one group of people, the mayor another. I actually think these stories are probably not as inconsistent as we think. It is very likely, and this is what I've always thought, that they did plan on doing something more in Boston. There was no other explanation for why they stayed here. They then panic because they're identified. They try to get a car. They try to take the money through the ATM card, and they come up with some scheme. Okay, let's get to New York. It's possible that both stories are true.
New York officials do acknowledge that the whole New York story was sort of an impromptu thing, not something that they believe was pre-planned.
Right, and so the fact that he's becoming more lucid, willing to tell things, may have something to do with he's sort of realizing I have between, you know, choosing the death penalty or possibly a life sentence. So this may be the consequence of these interrogations. And this is going to happen for weeks to come. And we've seen this in crises before, that the story evolves. You can't say that person was lying or that was false. It's literally the information comes out more clearly over time.
I want to go to Nick Payton-Walsh in Dagestan. Nick, we're also learning new details about the mother. Apparently, she was also placed on the CIA watch list. What do you know about this?
Well, she's not actually referred to that herself at all, of course, but I mean, you can imagine the context in which this may have happened. It is clear that she and Tamerlan Tsarnaev, her elder son, the alleged Boston bomber, chose a path towards a more devout strand of the Muslim faith at round about the same time. She told me, in fact, she was influenced by him to cover up her hair, and in fact, they both felt a sense of shame when this character, Misha, a family friend in Armenia, who later converted to the Islamic faith in his life, came to their house. He was so much more devout, and he seemed to have, quote, opened their eyes to the pure nature of the Islamic faith they should have been following. So a definite time when they both moved in the same direction. And then we have the FBI turning up at some point. She recounts to me being absolutely clear that they're concerned about Tamerlan's radical nature of his belief, that's her own words, and saying that he should be monitored. So obviously a switch there towards the devout Muslim faith, interest from the FBI, and these both seem to tally with both the son and the mother at the same time choosing to go in that direction of their religion. Anderson.